And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get it started for you right now. A religious statue at Sacred Heart Cemetery sustained significant damage following an apparent act of vandalism in Huron County. According to St. Hubert Parish, the incident occurred shortly after 2:30 p.m. on May 31st. Church officials say a woman driving a white Hyundai Sonata allegedly drove into the Sacred Heart of Jesus statue during daylight hours while witnesses were nearby. The parish described the damage as extensive and expressed disappointment over the incident. Church leaders are asking anyone with information about what happened to come forward and contact the parish. No additional details about potential suspects or law enforcement involvement were immediately released. And a recall petition has been filed against Sanilac County's Warrenton Township Treasurer Sheila Coates. The Sanilac County Election Commission will conduct a clarity and factual hearing at 8:15 a.m. Tuesday, June 9th, in the probate courtroom to determine if the language is clear and factual. The proposed recall alleges that Coates should be recalled for not performing the basic functions of a treasurer. If the commission approves the recall petition language, the next step is moving forward to collect signatures of township residents to do the recall. If the commission determines the language is not sufficient, however, the proposed recall process ends. Before the proposed recall effort, other Watertown Township officials have had issues with Coates not following requests to move records from her personally owned computer to the township's computer and to provide financial reports on the sewer fund. Because of her noncompliance, the board ordered a forensic audit of finances and is reviewing the possibility of taking legal action. The township's next Board of Trustees meeting will be at 6 p.m. on Thursday, June 4th. And officials at the Huron County Fairgrounds say several improvement projects have been completed this spring ahead of the upcoming fair season. Among the additions are a new goat barn and a pavilion that replaces the former sponsor's tent area. Fairground crews have also been carrying out upgrades around the racetrack using grant funding. The project includes tree trimming, equipment maintenance, and repairs to the grandstand roof. The Junior Livestock Association has also begun work on improvements to the beef barn. Fairgrounds President Clark Brock is encouraging the public to attend their favorite events this year and see the latest upgrades and improvements firsthand. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. That's Jennifer. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes. I've been coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.